Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm chapter 16, and this is one of my very favorite psalms, and I read it this morning, so I thought we would talk about it today. It says this, we're going to go ahead and read the whole thing. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. For me, the big idea of this psalm is, what do we have in the Lord? Apart from the fact that he is God and he is glorious and he is holy and he is awesome, and so he is worthy of our praise. He deserves our praise. But what do we gain when we gain the Lord? And I think this psalm answers several, though not certainly an exhaustive list, of what do we experientially receive from life with God? Well, first, we have a place to run to in times of trouble. This psalm starts with, preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. Later it says, my flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. That when we have the Lord, we have someone we can run to in times of trouble. It says in another psalm that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. Second, I see here that we are delivered from unnecessary sorrows. Verse 4 says, the sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. And this is necessarily true, that a life lived without God is a life that is not whole, it is not complete. As it's been said countless times, there is a God-shaped hole inside of all of our hearts, and we are constantly trying to fill it with other things. So running to other idols that will only be less than, that will only leave us wanting more, that will never fill that hole. And so running after these other gods lead to sorrows, lead to frustration, lead to hurt, lead to loss, and things like this. We are spared this. Certainly in this world you will have trouble, as Jesus teaches. But the sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply, the psalm says. And finally, we have joy. Joy is all throughout this psalm. The Lord is my chosen portion in my cup. Lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a beautiful inheritance. And then one of my all-time favorite Bible verses, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Like I said, we are running after things that bring us peace and hope and fulfillment and meaning in this life. And when we run after these other gods, we fall short of what we were created for. We were created for God. We were created to worship him. And when we are operating as our Creator created us to live, we will experience joy in this life. A fruit of the Spirit is joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. So practically speaking for me, when my heart is being pulled away to other gods, to idols, to things that I want to put on the throne of my life other than God, this is a good psalm for me to remember, to pray, to call to mind, to meditate on, that in God's presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. There's that famous C.S. Lewis quote where he says, you know, we're messing around with mud pies in the slum because we can't imagine what is meant by a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. We're messing around with, you know, drink and food and sex when an endless amount of joy is on offer in the person of our Heavenly Father, God, Jesus. So Psalm 16:11 is a good one of these psalms that we can pray, that we can turn around and make this scripture our prayer to God to speak to our hearts, the gospel, the good news that we have new life in God, and to encourage us to trust in God and to run to him when we are experiencing hardship. So let's do a little bit of that now. God, keep me when I run into hardship, when I run into difficulty. when I'm looking for other gods. Help me to be drawn back to you and to find safety and security and fulfillment in you. God, thank you that you have rescued me from sin, that you have drawn me away from idols that are trying to gain my affection. And I know that you are our only hope. You are my only hope. You are a good thing. You are a treasure that has been found. And so thank you for that. Help me to listen to your instruction. Help me to follow the path that you place before me, that I might experience joy in you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's practice this, church. Take this psalm, take other songs, and pray them back to God, that we might be reminded of who he is, that there is joy and fullness, life abundant in our good Heavenly Father. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.